This is Stop 5, the Large White Pine Tree.
When you stop now, there should be a large tree on your left. It's a white pine. Broadmoor's pines, oaks, and shrub thickets provide food and shelter for mixed flocks of resident songbirds all winter. Now the birds are moving into individual territories for the nesting season, the males calling to attract a mate. By early March, our year-rounders are singing. Few calls are more piercing than that of the bright red northern cardinal. Song sparrows and white-throated sparrows have distinctive melodies. Compare the song sparrows with the white-throated sparrow's old Sam Peabody, Peabody, Peabody. The nuthatch's nasal yank yank sounds like. The titmouse has a chiva 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 call like this. Joining the chickadee dee call, the black-capped chickadee's courtship song fills the air. This musical Phoebe is often confused for the call of the eastern Phoebe, one of our summer migrants. The Phoebe does indeed call its name, but as a quiet matter of fact, Phoebe, that can't compare to the chickadee's exuberant. Summer migrants add their tunes to the dawn chorus in late April, May, and June. The bird chorus is at its fullest in May. By late May and in June, the birds are busy raising young and have quieted down considerably. Many wood warblers pass through Broadmoor on their way to breeding grounds farther north, and we catch their songs for only 2 or 3 weeks in May. The common yellowthroat and the yellow warbler breed at Broadmoor, often nesting in wooded thickets near the water's edge. The male yellow warbler is entirely yellow and has reddish streaks on its breast. You can tell it apart from a goldfinch because a goldfinch has black wings. Here is the warbler's sweet melody. The common yellowthroat, with its black mask and bright yellow throat, skulks low in the underbrush. It's often heard rather than seen. Listen for its witchety, witchety, witchety call. Almost everyone's favorite spring bird is the brilliant orange and black Baltimore Oriole with its gorgeous song. Listen for all these songs as you walk on.
Stop 6 is the semicircle of benches at the beginning of the boardwalk. It is 103 feet from the white pine. When you are ready, continue on the gravel trail until it ends, then take a few steps onto the wooden decking that leads to the boardwalk and find the semicircle of benches 7 or 8 steps to your left. This is Stop 6. Find a place to sit, then press 6.